Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Miles Brainerd, an urban planner with the City of Rock Island and manager of the Quad City's largest municipal community garden program. Often, when we talk about the health of the river, we talk about the problem of pollution from industrial agriculture. Community gardens are different. They help to keep stormwater on the land longer and are carefully tended to keep soil in place. Our gardens are also diverse places with many different crops tightly intermixed. This approach, called companion planting, requires little or no chemical intervention, a far cry from the regimented rows of monoculture corn and soy, which require large doses of pesticide, herbicide, and fertilizer. Most of the participants in our community garden program are refugees and immigrants from Africa and Southeast Asia. They bring with them different crops, different languages, and different ways of doing things. Sustainability, a word that they probably wouldn't use themselves, is a big part of what they do. Intermixing their crops as tightly as they can ensures not only a larger harvest, but a more ecologically sound use of land and a healthier riverway. There is also a health benefit to using vacant urban spaces as gardens. Many parts of the Quad Cities, including the area below the hill in Rock Island, are food deserts. These are areas where low-income and often minority residents have limited access to full-service grocery stores. Most of our program participants live in these areas. The lack of access to fresh produce negatively impacts their health. Given how many vacant lots are in these same areas, however, people have found creative ways, like using companion planting, to grow their own fresh produce in tight spaces right where they live. The health of the river and the health of our residents are interconnected. When we take better care of the land and water, we take better care of ourselves.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.